Hello, this is Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for May 28th, that's a Thursday, 2026. At the top of the front page, Hiron Morris named Times-Republic Students of the Year by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. The Times-Republic Students of the Year for 2026 are Lydia Hiron and Austin Morris. Each year, the newspaper collaborates with the school teachers who help select the honored students. This year's honorees are accomplished, thoughtful, and community-minded. Lydia Hiron is the daughter of Josh and Aaron Hiron. She was a drum major for the WCHS Marching Warriors, was involved in jazz band and also Key Club, National Honor Society, Spanish Club, and FCCLA. She said she enjoys writing and her favorite subject was English. She enjoyed her time at WCHS. Getting to be drum major this year really pushed me to go out of my comfort zone and to lead, and to be in a position that was different for me. It taught me a lot about myself. She said band director Eric Parmenter made an impact on her high school career. He is the band director. He's in charge of the play. He's always making sure that we do what we need to do. He works really, really hard to make sure the band and the play turns out well. He definitely loves what he does, and he's really great at it, she said. She will be attending Olivet Nazarene University and study elementary education. She wants to come back to Watseka after college and teach grades 3 through 5. I have learned a lot from being involved in all the clubs that community is really important, she said, noting that going to events and volunteering is important. You see a bigger picture and how many people have to be involved in something to make things run. I'm thankful to be part of this town. I'm really thankful for my high school experience. I learned a lot about myself, and it's been great. Austin Morris is the son of Jay and Renee Morris. He was involved in football, baseball, and basketball all 4 years, and class president 3 years, Key Club, and National Honor Society. His favorite subject was math. He said becoming a captain in the sports he played was impactful. He learned a lot in that capacity. Trying to figure out a way to lead our teams to be the best that they can, he said. It taught me to stay with it and be persistent and how to keep a level head through it all. He will go to the University of Illinois and study engineering. After college, he wants to either work for his dad at J. Morris Construction or join an engineering firm and design bridges. I'd like to thank the community for coming out and always supporting us at sporting events and doing all the things in the community that makes a community work. And just being there for us, he said. Morris said he, too, is thankful for the experiences he had during his high school career. He said he has learned a lot about himself that he will take with him into future endeavors. Memorial Day Service Held by American Legion Post 23 by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. Watseka American Legion Post 23 presented a Memorial Day service May 25th at Legion Park. The event included Earl Kroll singing the Star-Spangled Banner, Pastor Brent Zastro for opening and closing prayers, Mayor Benny Marcier with opening remarks, and Mike Monroe as the keynote speaker. Commander Rick Zebart welcomed everyone to the ceremony. It's a very special day of remembrance for all those who have fallen in defending this great nation, Zebart said. It's a day to remember the sacrifice of young men and women who were on foreign soils that they did not know, but they did fight alongside others that they had trained with, relaxed with, and developed a bond of protection for each other that is unsurpassed by any other relationship. Sadly, in times of war or training, there are times that sacrifices are made. Today is the day we remember those sacrifices. The Legion members placed a wreath, and then the flags of the different branches of the military were presented, along with the United States flag. Marcier said, "I stand here with deep humility and gratitude. Memorial Day is not about politics, ceremonies, or even summer's beginning. It is about sacrifice. It is about Americans who answer the call greater than themselves and never came home. Today let us pause with gratitude for those who made the ultimate sacrifice and recommit ourselves to the values they defended. Duty, courage, service, and freedom. May we always remember them." Monroe, membership director of the American Legion Department of Illinois, spoke. "Since the founding of the United States, it is estimated that 558 million Americans and immigrants have lived in this country. More than 1.1 million of them have died defending the United States in wars and combat actions since the American Revolution. They each have stories to tell. The crosses at Normandy, the graves at Arlington, the markers at the Punch Bowl, the fallen heroes who rest in places unknown. We are here for them. How could we all not be lifted by the breathtaking sacrifices that veterans have made and continue to make on our behalf?" He said, "From Bunker Hill to Baghdad, Americans from communities throughout the United States have answered their nation's call and made the ultimate sacrifice." He said, "We take this day to reflect on ordinary Americans exhibiting extraordinary valor. To honor the legacy of the fallen, we should all commit to freedom offered by the greatest nation on earth, the land where patriotism eclipses politics, where the American flag is displayed proudly and frequently, where military veterans are society's true celebrities. We must never forget the families of our fallen." He said, "The families of the fallen will continue to grieve. We need to be present. Let us remember that terrorist plots were foiled and killers were brought to justice because Americans were willing to pay a high price. Let us remember, without a U.S. military, it would be a far more oppressive and darker place. Let us remember that freedom has no greater friend than the American soldier, sailor, airman, marine, Coast Guard, and Space Force guardian. The true way to honor the fallen is to live in a way worthy of sacrifice. That means strengthening our communities, helping our fellow veterans, supporting our military families, and teaching the next generation what this day truly means. We must tell their stories. We must speak their names. We must ensure that our children and grandchildren understand that the freedom they inherit was paid with courage, service, and sacrifice. For them, not just as members of the American Legion family, but as American citizens. Nobody can replace these fallen heroes. Especially in the eyes of their families. We can offer shoulders to cry on, assistance with education experiences, assurances that their loved ones will not be forgotten. There are many ways to honor the fallen. While we can still enjoy recreational activities on Memorial Day weekend, we take this special moment to remember the price that was paid for us to enjoy the American way of life. Remembering and honoring the legacies of those who didn't make it back is the true meaning of Memorial Day. Let us remember regimes have toppled and genocide stopped because Americans sacrificed life and limbs. Blood donors needed to support upcoming blood drives in Iroquois County. Date May 26, 2026. This time of year gets busy as people are gearing up for the end of the school year or making plans for summer fun, which can disrupt schedules and cause a drop in donation appointments. That's why the American Red Cross asks donors to secure their blood or platelet donation appointments now to help the blood supply stay ahead of building seasonal pressures, according to information from the Red Cross. Longer days and warmer weather can make it feel a bit easier to head out to a blood drive and make a life-saving difference. Just 1 hour of time could help patients celebrate more life with loved ones in the weeks ahead. Make your appointment today to donate at an upcoming Iroquois County blood drive and help ensure new mothers, cancer patients, and trauma patients have access to safe, life-saving blood when it's needed most. Cisna Park, Wednesday, June 3rd, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Milford, Wednesday, June 10th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Milford Fire Station, 301 South Chicago Street, Milford, Illinois. The need for blood is constant. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Make an appointment to give blood or platelets by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Albers announces latest real estate tax statements mailed. Iroquois County Treasurer Kurt Albers has announced that the 2025 payable in 2026 real estate tax statements have been mailed to the taxpayers of Iroquois County. According to information from Albers, the due date for the first installment will be July 10, 2026, and the due date for the second installment will be September 11, 2026. After the due dates, a 1.5% penalty must be added each month it remains unpaid, according to Illinois state statutes. If you receive a 2024 payable 2025 bill along with your 2025 payable 2026 bill, please disregard them as they were sent out in error. The treasurer's office is open from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. To avoid waiting in line, you may also pay by mail or at any bank in Iroquois County, including First Trust and Savings, Iroquois Federal, Prospect, Federated, and the First State Bank of Forest in Onarga. Taxpayers paying in person at the treasurer's office or at the local banks should bring the entire bill if they would like a receipt. Upon payment, the appropriate stub of the bill will be removed and then the date will be stamped on the back of the remaining part of the tax bill. If you mail your payment and wish to have a receipt, you must enclose the entire bill plus a self-addressed stamped envelope. Credit/debit card payments and e-checks are also an option for paying real estate taxes. To pay online, please visit www.iroquoisil.devnetwedge.com. Fees for online payment will be applied at the checkout. Members of any United States Armed Forces Reserve unit can defer their real estate payment until 180 days after they return from active duty. This option is available if you are called to active duty for deployment outside the continental United States, and if you are on active duty on the due date of any installment of taxes. Please contact our office to make proper arrangements. Remember that a drop box has been installed on the south side of the administrative center near the 911 center so that taxpayers can drop off their payment during non-office hours. If you have any questions about exemptions, assessed valuations, or address changes, please contact the assessment office at 815-432-6978. If you have any questions regarding the tax rates, please contact the county clerk's office at 815-432-6960. If there are any questions about your tax statements, feel free to call the treasurer's office at 815-432-6985. Please see county website for updates. Ford County Fair entry deadline fast approaching. For 100 years, the Ford County Fair has offered classes for people to enter items for judging and compete for top prizes and premium money. What gets entered may have changed, but the variety of classes to enter hasn't. According to information from the Fair Board, while livestock is the thing most people think of at county fairs, there are competition opportunities in baking, sewing, painting, gardening, photography, and much more. There are even places for many student art projects. The fair runs from June 13th through the 20th in Melvin, with entries being due June 9th. New photography classes added. Entries in what is called the general exhibit area have changed quite a bit in 100 years. Homemakers used to enter their best baked goods or canning. Cakes, pies, and plates of cookies would fill the exhibit area, along with jars of canned items, including jams and jellies. Rows of home-sewn items lined the walls of the building, along with quilts and needlecrafts. Ford County Home Economics Superintendent Becky McPherson has watched those numbers change. We don't get a lot of sewing entries and very few quilts, as those aren't things people do anymore, said McPherson, who also serves as superintendent of the photography area. We see a lot more flower gardening entries and quite a few junior entries, which are open to youth 3 through 21 years old. But the greatest growth we've had by far is in photography. We've been averaging over 200 photos the past few years. Last year, we had over 300 entries. In fact, we just finished redesigning our photography exhibit area in the Home Ec building to accommodate all the entries. One reason for the high number of entries may be due to the simplicity of entering. Most classes only require a regular size photo to be exhibited without matting. Only the enlargement classes have to be matted, McPherson explained. So it's very easy to get photo entries ready for fair. Just go through your favorites, get them printed, and display them in a clear Ziploc bag. Over 40 different classes are offered in the photography area. The superintendents added 7 new classes for this year's fair, including Selfie, Life in Ford County, Northern Lights, and Travel Memories. A complete list of classes is available on the fair's website, fordcountyfair.org. Beef Show making a major change. For years, livestock, including dairy and beef cattle, sheep, swine, and goats, filled the barns at the fairgrounds throughout the fair, with some species showing 2 or 3 times during the week in junior, open, and 4-H shows. As the number of livestock farms has decreased, so have the livestock numbers shown at area fairs. Dairy cattle haven't been shown at the fair for several years, and sheep are now shown in a 1-day evening show along with market goats. The beef show at the Ford County Fair is also making a change this year, moving to a 1-day jackpot show to be held Sunday, June 14th. In the past, beef showed on 2 different days, 1 day for the 4-H and junior shows, and 1 for the open. Cattle were required to stay on the fairgrounds for 72 hours. Jackpot shows on weekends allow more exhibitors to be able to go to more shows throughout the show season, said Brian Cole, Ford County Beef Superintendent. Staying in the format we had been using had eroded our numbers. Families are busy. They have lots of choices with what they can do and where they want to go. Sports, camps, travel sports, etc. You sometimes wouldn't run into other families you knew in the summer until maybe state fair time. Our goal with moving to a 1-day jackpot show is to attract more numbers and put on a show where, win or lose, everyone has a good time, Cole continued. This will be the format going forward. We have no plans to go back to a several-day show. We had a good run in the traditional county fair mold, but we have to adapt to the times we are in now. Online entries are now open on the fair's website, fordcountyfair.org, and are due by 9 p.m. June 9th. Making an entry is simple. Go to the fair's website, fordcountyfair.org, all lowercase, no spaces, and select the exhibitor information tab. There you'll find all the information you need to enter. Classes are available to all ages. Premium checks are awarded to the first 3 places in each class. Entry fees are only 50 cents per entry for general entries, while livestock entries vary by species. If you don't want to use the online entry option, there are 2 other ways to make a fair entry. You can enter by mail, postmarked by Friday, June 5th, or in person at the fair office in Melvin between noon and 4 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday, June 8th and 9th. Complete information on all the classes available to enter can be found on the fair's website. Again, that's Ford County Fair, all lowercase, no spaces, .org. Iroquois County Sheriff's Police Reports. On May 14th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Thomas E. Crook, age 65, of Hoopston. According to police reports, Crook was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant charging him with residential burglary. Crook was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was released with a notice to appear. On May 14th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Brandon J. Wood, age 42, of Watseka. According to police reports, Wood was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant charging him with criminal damage to state-supported property. Wood was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was released with a notice to appear. On May 14th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Lucas J. Zimmerman, age 38, of Clifton. According to police reports, Zimmerman was charged with assault and criminal damage to property under $500. Zimmerman was transported to Iroquois County Jail, where he was released with a notice to appear. On May 16th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Timothy D. Felton, Jr., age 25, of Champaign. According to police reports, Felton was wanted on an outstanding Iroquois County warrant charging him with obstructing identification. Felton was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was released with a notice to appear. On May 20th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Deanna L. Clausen, age 61, of Watseka. According to police reports, deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle in rural Watseka for traffic violations, with Clausen as a passenger. Clausen was taken into custody and charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Clausen was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where she was later released on notice to appear. On May 20th, Anthony D. Jones, age 40, of Kankakee, turned himself in to the Iroquois County Jail. Jones was wanted on an Iroquois County warrant, which charged him with driving while license suspended /revoked. Jones remains in the Iroquois County Jail awaiting his next court date. On May 20th, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Michael L. Hittle, age 39, of Brooke, Indiana. According to police reports, Hittle was wanted on an Iroquois County warrant, charging him with retail theft over $300. Hittle was taken into custody and transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was later released on a notice to appear. On May 21st, Stephen L. Werner, age 36, of Watseka, turned himself in to the Iroquois County Jail to serve a 30-day sentence for the charge of aggravated battery to police. Werner remains at the jail until his sentence has been served. On May 22nd, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Paul A. Ross, Jr., age 40, of Watseka. According to police reports, Ross was wanted on a DuPage warrant, charging him with domestic battery. Ross was taken into custody and was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he remains, awaiting extradition back to DuPage County. Watseka July 4th parade route announced. The City of Watseka 4th of July parade route for the July 4th parade will be lineup will be in Legion Park, entering on Belmont Avenue. A map with each participant's position number and instructions will be mailed in June. The parade route will proceed out of Legion Park onto 4th Street, then east on Fairman Avenue, turning north on Belmont Avenue, west on Lincoln Avenue, then north on 5th Street, west on Cherry Street, south on 4th Street, ending in Legion Park. And this is Lincoln. I've been reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, May 28th, 2026. Have a fabulous day.